Listening Library presents Sky Jumpers by Peggy Edelman, read for you by Abigail Ravash. Chapter 1. The Bomb's Breath. You would think I'd never jumped off a cliff before based on how long I stood there, not jumping. Of course, I'd never made this jump before. Aaron and I hadn't been up here for 2 weeks, and I miss this place. We came today as my reward for finally finishing my invention. It was going to show everyone that for the first time since I was born 12 years ago, I wasn't the worst in town at inventing. I was even sure there was no way for this one to hurt anyone or do any damage. When a gust of wind hit from behind and blew my hair out of my ponytail and into my face, I breathed in the fall air the morning sun had just begun to warm. Every part of my body tingled with excitement, thinking about the jump Brock had challenged me to make. I stood at the edge of the cliff, looking across the area where I knew the invisible bomb's breath spread across our valley, wishing Brock had shown up to watch me jump like he'd said he would. But I needed to stop thinking about him and focus. Aaron and his 5-year-old sister Brenna looked up at me with encouraging faces from the rock ledge I planned to land on just over 35 feet below. I made note of the wiry bush that grew out of a crack in the cliff face and told me where the bomb's breath began. The fact that the bomb's breath was invisible was one of the most dangerous things about it. The fact that it would kill you if you took even one breath in it was the other dangerous part. But the bomb's breath was still my favorite side effect left behind by the green bombs of World War III. Mr. Hudson, our inventions teacher in 10s and 11s, said that the way the oxygen molecules got cross-linked and bonded...